Hello, it's Simone Moraldi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider. Today we are here in Bologna, Italy, with Elisa Giovannelli, which is the responsible for the Schermi e Lavagne project within the activities of Fondazione Cineteca di Bologna, which is one of the most important Italian bodies active in preservation and promotion of film heritage. And we're here with Elisa. Hello, Elisa.
Hello.
Talking about the activities of Schermi e Lavagne, and furthermore about the AB Cinema project, which is a European project the Cineteca di Bologna is leading in the 2014-2015. But let's start from the beginning, from the activities of Schermi e Lavagne. What do you do, Elisa?
We organize many activities about film literacy for schools and families. We organize, for example, lessons, thematic screenings at Cinema Lumière, and practical workshops about filmmaking and trick cinema and other things like this. And we also have many activities about the history of cinema during the festival Il Cinema Ritrovato between the end of June and the beginning of July. We are going to organize screenings and workshops with children and their families in the spare time. Since 10 years now, Cineteca has been hosting the seminar of Europa Cinema Network, and it's a seminar that lasts 4 days, and it's about the young people involvement into the audiences of cinema and the European cinema heritage. And it's an important occasion for meeting many people from different countries that work with the new audiences, the audiences of the future. And we are leading the AB Cinema project, which involves some other film archives and European bodies that are already involved into film literacy activities. And the partnership is composed by Cinémathèque Royale de Belgique from Brussels, Deutsches Film Institute from Frankfurt, iFilm Institute from Amsterdam, Les Enfants de Cinéma from Paris, Watershed Arts Trust from Bristol, and the European Association of Cinémathèque.
AB Cinema is the project that the Fondazione Cineteca di Bologna is leading within the framework of the Creative Europe program at the European Union, and especially the financial strand concerning film literacy and audience development, which is called Audience Development Reaching the Audience, which is active since 2 years within the Creative Europe program. Fondazione Cineteca di Bologna has been awarded as a leading partner of the project AB Cinema. So, Elisa, what this project is about?
This project is about the creation of a web platform that includes many film literacy activities and resources that will be downloadable by teachers and practitioners and parents of children that are interested into cinema history and language. Every partner has chosen two film titles from their archives or from other archives, and a few film literacy activities to perform among the children and the students. Every partner has chosen a different age group. For example, Cineteca di Bologna has chosen the 3 to 6 age group and developed a series of activities for them.
Okay, why did you have this idea to put together this project with those partners?
We would like to involve some film archives which are already organizing film literacy activities in their venues, and also to include a couple of other entities that are not film archives but that are very keen in developing projects for young people. For Les Enfants de Cinéma in Paris, for example, is the national scheme for the primary schools in France, and the Watershed Arts Trust is very active in developing activities and particular events for 16-25 years old people. So we were interested in putting all these bodies together and trying to understand what each partner does and the possibilities of exchanging practices between each other.
What films did especially your institution choose, and what was your main contribution to this project?
Mm-hmm. We have chosen two titles. One is an Italian animation from 1970, and it's called NX Adventure, Le avventure di nuovo in Italian. And we have worked with little children in understanding how to build a story and how to build different stories, starting by the sequences of the films. We created some cards that children can use and mix as they like to create or reproduce this story. With the other title, Gioco di Dadi, instead, we worked about the trick cinema, and so children could experiment the first cinema tricks and the all the special effects that the cinema pioneers used in the past.
Is there a website or a Facebook page where we can learn more about this project?
Yes, so far there is a Facebook page that has already about 1,000 likes, and you can find it easily at AB Cinema Project. Instead, there will be a website that will be available at the end of June 2015.
I am Simone Moraldi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider. With me today, Elisa Giovannelli, responsible for the educational department at the Fondazione Cineteca di Bologna in Italy, Schermi e Lavagne Project. Thank you very much for your attention.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.